I ask Ralph God to give a prayer at this time. Brother Ralph?
Our loving Father in heaven, you who are so gracious and loving and merciful and kind and giving, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your bountiful blessings. We thank you for life. We thank you for just being our Father, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his sacrifice on our behalf. And we pray now, and pray especially that this service may be turned over to you, and that you would sanctify this service, that you would make this service one of the best services of the whole convention, as only you can do. Not as I would do it, or as Larry Davis would do it, but as you would do it. I pray that you would bless this service and bless our hearts as we meditate and as we put our hearts on divine things and upon you and your glory and your goodness. And I pray all of this in the name of, and thank you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
Excellent. Thank you, Brother Ray, and thank you, Brother Ralph, for that beautiful prayer. We appreciate that very much. Good evening, brethren. We talked to you early this morning when you're all wide awake and ready for the new day, and now we're back again at the end of the day, and a rich day of blessings it's been. We would like to, first of all, something we didn't do this morning, thank the Lord for the blessed privilege and opportunity of being here with you. And also thank the Jackson brethren for the invitation and the opportunity of service. We appreciate that very much. In this evening's service, we'll give you a few minutes, if you like, to get situated where you can see the screen and perhaps not see me, not see the back of my head. It's a hard trying to figure out where to stand here, so I'm not in your way. Our subject for this evening, as you can see, is Wonderful Words of Life. We talked this morning about a different subject, and we're going to tie this together. But first, we're going to sing, and we would like to sing with your brethren from Romania. This was recorded last year in Cluj, Romania, and we'll listen. We're going to do some different things. We're going to do some listening, we're going to do some reading, we're going to do some singing. But first of all, we're going to listen to the first verse by your brethren in Cluj, and then we'll sing together the second verse in opening. Join together singing verse number 2 of 364. Our musicians are going to get a workout tonight, so 264. Just one verse. wonderful words of life. We'd like to connect our thoughts with what we talked about this morning. This morning we talked about the greatest story ever told. And we sang and we said, I love to tell this story. But tonight, we're going to talk about those wonderful words of life. Our thesis is very simple. Sometimes we get so caught up in singing, in listening to the person beside us, or listening to ourselves, or listening to the music, that we forget the words. And it's wonderful words of life. The music is wonderful also, but it's the words, the message is in the words. And we don't want to forget that. Having said that, we want to emphasize the wonderful words of life. We don't want to minimize the importance of music. We just want to put it in its right place. Music sets the mood. Music sets the tone. Music gives the emotion. But the message is in the words. Actually, music prepares the mind for learning. You have a left brain and you have a right brain. The left side of your brain is logic, the right side of your brain is creativity. Music provides a link between the left and the right side of your brain to enhance learning. There's been a lot of scientific research about the beneficial effects of music upon learning. So we're not minimizing music. We just want to talk about the importance of the words. What we would like to talk about tonight is a subject that you've heard before, hymn book theology. And when Brother Russell used that, he used it negatively, because the hymn books that there were before the movement recorded the errors that the nominal system believed in. And so people were singing about error, and that's why he said it was negative. But if you have a good hymn book that has truth in it, then hymn book theology is what? Wonderful words of life. Realizing, and some of our brethren are from Romania are here, and not so much in Romania, but for many years in Moldova, the only thing they had was their song book and maybe a manna. So the question is, can you get the truth out of that song book? That's what we're going to emphasize tonight. The wonderful words of life that are in that wonderful book that we use. We're going to go real quickly just through what kind of things are mentioned in the scriptures about singing or song. And there's a beautiful one that I'm sure you're all familiar with, which is Psalm 19, 1 through 4. In the Diglot, in the Luther translation, not the Diglot. In the Luther translation, it has some beautiful words, and it talks about the heavens declaring the glory of God, the firmament showing his handiwork, day and day are utter speech, night and night showeth knowledge, there is no speech, there are no words, your voice is not heard. But their melody extends throughout all the earth and to the end of the world their words. So there's a heavenly symphony every day proclaiming the glory of God. I like that thought. There's Psalm 42:8, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and his sweat in the night. Songs in the night. Okay, we have a book about that, don't we? And April 5th talks about Daniel in the lion's den. Remember what he said? The Lord has sent his angel down and he shut the lion's mouth up tight. This is a beautiful quote from there. He says, if you're not willing to praise God where you are, even if it's in a lion's den, you're not going to praise him anywhere. It's the man's self which must be changed, not his circumstances. Darius couldn't be happy in the palace. Daniel was sleeping in the lion's den. Where you are doesn't make you happy. Psalm 119:54, thy statutes have been my songs, speaking to yourselves in psalms, singing spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Beautiful scriptures. In Psalm 96, verses 2 and 3, sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation, declare his glory. And then Psalm 145:10-12 talks about us praising the Lord, blessing him, speaking of the glory of his kingdom, and talking of his power. So we begin to see the relationship between singing songs and telling the wonderful message. And that's what we want to emphasize here. We'd like to have Brother Tom do our first reading for us now.
Song is used in the Bible. The whole gospel message is styled a song because of its beautiful harmony, richness, sweetness, and cadence. Thus, the sons of God, now, Galatians 14:3, while they sing and make melody in their hearts to the Lord, these melodies permeate their lives, and thus, quote, sound forth his praises, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9, oh, that the life of every Christian might bear a harmonious symphony to all his companions. How much this would do toward banishing tears and sorrow and shedding rays of light on the pathway of those who walk in the valley of the shadow of death. Great blessings go with such heart-singing Christians. Their presence, their influence, their tone of voice all show forth the praises of the fountain of blessings, directing the attention of the world to this great fountain.
This volume will not number as one of the volumes of the Millennial Dawn series. It is designed to be an a companion volume of melodious accompaniment to the new song, the Song of Moses and the Lamb, the grand harmony of the Law and the Gospel, as presented in the regular Dawn series. Let the music of God's good and great plan ring through your hearts and lives, dear fellow pilgrims and fellow members of the royal priesthood, so that every day and every hour shall be filled with joy and praise and thankfulness, and that this little volume may assist in deepening the work of grace in your heart, is our object and our prayer in its preparation.
Thank you. I float on an English song, above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet, not far off him, that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music rending that finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing?
I see before me. O blissful lack of knowledge, so on I go not knowing. In every hour in perfect peace, I'll sing, He knows, He knows. trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, not a shadow can arise, not a cloud in the sky, not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Found a friend, oh such a friend, he loved me ere I knew him. He drew me with the cords of love, and thus he bound me to him. And round my heart so closely twined, those ties which naught can sever, for I am his and he is mine forever and forever.
Alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
Mortal view, hearing each word I utter, looking at all I do, watching to see what power the truth to my life will impart, longing to see his image growing within my heart. Oh, does my conduct please him? Can he my words approve? Or do I daily grieve him by woeful lack of love? How all my heart is yearning more like my Lord to be. Oh, friend of unseen presence, help me to grow like thee.
Thanks for Jesus, with his blood he bought me, and all along my pilgrim way his loving hand has brought me. Can there overtake me any dark disaster? Why sing for Jesus, my ever-blessed master? Thy likeness, O Lord, may awake and shine a pure image of Thee,
then I shall be satisfied when I can break the fetters of flesh and be free. When on thine own image in me thou hast smiled, within thy blessed mansion, and when the arms of my father encircle his child, oh, I shall be satisfied then.
Him in the evening, the sun was bending low. He overtopped the mountain and reached the vale below. He saw the golden city, his everlasting home, and shouted loud, Hosanna! Deliverance has come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory we shall wear.
From Zion, lift thy head, from dust and darkness and the dead. Put all thy beauteous garments on, and let thine excellence be known. Yea, soon astonished men shall see the laurels of thy victory. And thou with grace and glory crowned, mayest lavish blessings all around.
Thank you. Bible, precious word. Boon most sacred from the Lord. Glory to His name be given for this choicest gift from heaven. Here's a fountain pouring forth, streams of life to gladden earth, whence eternal blessings flow, antidote for human woe. Here's a mind I... Oh.
I didn't hear.
I don't hear anything.
My soul, though tempest rage, and gainst me host of foes engage, my refuge and my fortress thou, before thee every foe must bow.
Thank you.
years after the close of the American Civil War, an excursion party . A Christian man on board of splendid voice was asked to sing for the entertainment of the party. He chose this hymn, rendering it with great pathos. As he finished, a gentleman in the audience elbowed his way toward the singer and asked, "Neighbor, were you in the Civil War?" "Yes," was his reply, "I was on the Union side." "Were you in such a battle, and do you remember the night before?" The answer was, "Yes, I remember it very well. It was a dark night, and the battle was expected the next day. I had written my farewell home. I was assigned to picket duty and was feeling extremely sad and burdened of soul. I remember that as I walked on sentry duty, I sang this hymn, 'Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly.'" "Well, stranger," said the other, "I remember that night too. I heard you sing that hymn. It made a deep impression upon me. I knew your voice when I heard it just now. I was on the southern side. I had you covered with my rifle and was about to shoot you. But stranger, as you sang, 'Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing,' a power came over me which I could not resist, and I did not shoot. Humanly speaking, your singing that hymn saved your life." Foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said? You, who unto Jesus for refuge have fled, in every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad on the land or sea, as thy days may demand, shall the strength ever be.
Thank you, Brother Larry, for those wonderful, beautiful words of life, both in music and song and reading. They were indeed beautiful. Before we ask Larry to close, we'll ask Brother Tom if you would read Songs of the Night. Yeah, you can come up here if you like.
September 2nd, you know this day. Love is kind, 1 Corinthians 13:4. Am I kind in my methods, seeking to guard my manner and my tones, knowing that they have much to do with every affair of life? Have I this mark of love pervading my actions and words and thoughts? Do I think of and am I considerate of others? Do I feel and manifest kindness toward them in word, in look, in act? A Christian, above all others, should be kind, courteous, gentle in the home, in his place of business, in the church, everywhere. In proportion as perfect love is attained, the constant effort of the heart will be to have every word and act like the thoughts which prompt them, full of patience and kindness. Love is kind.
This concludes our service, brethren, and we ask that you have a good night's sleep. We ask Brother Larry to close.
Thank you.